Hi, this is prompt number 5 of the Whispering Ned's weekly poetry prompt. Another audio prompt. Thought I'd give it a go. Thanks to those that contributed last week. I was delighted with the few that did contribute of a high quality, and every single one of them really enjoyed. Attack the brief and nail the brief in your own individual way, and it's a real delight. Maybe we'll get into double figures this week. But I was going to do a literary prompt. I've been reading and studying Beowulf lately with a view to maybe doing a recording of it in the future, and I was going to read something from Beowulf, but in the meantime I've discovered another book called Grendel by John Gardner. It was written in 1971. It's an American author who wrote a novel on based on Beowulf, but from the monster's perspective. And it's very good, so I was going to read a couple of paragraphs from that with the hope that it would inspire something. It doesn't have to be anything to do with Beowulf or Grendel. You could just pick a word or a sentence, or just write about whatever it might evoke, or if you're thinking about something else while I'm reading, because I'm being incredibly boring, you can write about that. But just contribute what you can. Here goes. Excuse me. This is a section of Grendel by John Gardner. Talking, talking, spinning a spell, pale skin of words that closes me in like a coffin. Not in a language that anyone any longer understands. Rushing, degenerate mutter of noises I send out before me wherever I creep, like a dragon burning his way through vines and fog. I used to play games when I was young. It might as well be 1,000 years ago. Explored our far-flung underground world in an endless war game of leaps onto nothing, ingenious twists into freedom or new perplexity. Quick whispered plottings with invisible friends, wild cackles when vengeance was mine. I nosed out in my childish games, every last shark tooth chamber and hall, every black tentacle of my mother's cave, and so came at last, adventure by adventure, to the pool of fire snakes. I stirred, mouth gaping. They were grey as old ashes, faceless, eyeless. They spread the surface of the water with pure green flame. I knew, I seem to have known all along, that the snakes were there to guard something. Inevitably, after I'd stood there a while, rolling my eyes back along the dark hallway, my ears cocked for my mother's step, I screwed my nerve up and dove. The fire snakes scattered as if my flesh were charmed, and so I discovered the sunken door, and so I came up, for the first time, to moonlight. So there you go. Good luck with it. Post to hashtag Whispering Neds, and looking forward to hearing what you come up with. Thank you very much, you lovely poets. Bye.